Mrs. Law?
Yes, how's it, Mr. Rizvatsky?
It's working. Maya Yakshena Prakriti, she is a secretary.
Yes.
Acting under Krishna.
Under Krishna's plan. Therefore, you cannot violate nature's law. As soon as you violate nature's law, then you will be punished. And Prakriti is working under the direction of Krishna. That means nature's law means Krishna's law, a Krishna's plan. So what is the Krishna's plan? What Krishna wants?
Krishna wants every living entity to come back to home, back to Godhead.
Thank you.
Please.
This is the plan. If this plan is not executed, then there is suffering. This human life is hidden to the living entity for understanding this plan and do the needful. If they do not understand, then they are punished.
Okay, then, because the people have never been given any information what the Krishna's plan is.
Yes.
Either they're too old or they're not fast, they can't understand anything. That's the majority of the people. Once they get past 30 years old, it's very difficult for them to step
back in that. 30, 40, 50 or 1 year, that one can understand. If he wants to understand. Ahikuti apratihata. It is not limited by any age. Otherwise, how Prahlad Maharaj was great devotee. Dhruva Maharaj was great devotee.
I think he just wants to mention that it is more difficult for people who are elderly to understand, those who are more set up in their ways.
Yes. That is it. They are trained up in such a way it's very difficult to forget what they have learned. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Kumaro Asarat Pragya, from the very beginning of life. One should learn this part of understanding Krishna and Krishna's plan.
Usually on Sankirtan, I avoid old people because they just don't understand this.
Yes. Old people should be instructed to forget what they have learned. He sadhava sapalam eva vihaya dhula chaitanya channa charane kuritangatam. This is the formula of preaching. Prabhupada Saraswati is begging the people Shanti Nidhaya Sinakam Padavyum Vipatti Kakusatam Kritva Jaham Brabhini. Taking a straw in my mouth with folded hands and flattering you 100 times, I am submitting a request. What is that? This is a process of approaching these rascals, old fools, who have learned something and does not like to forget. He says, this Adhava, he has such a nice learned scholar devotee. My request is that whatever you have learned, please forget. Sakalami va vihaya durat. Kick them out. Then, what shall I do? Chaitanya Sandra Sarani Kuru Tamra. Please turn your attention to the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Hey Sadhava, Sakalama Eva Bihar, you are a very great personality. So my request is, you forget or kick out whatever you learn. That is the first reason.
It is a very humble approach.
Yes. Humble approach for giving me slap. You forget everything what you have learned. First of all, this is the first condition. Is Adama. Sakalameva Vihaya Kula. Chaitanya Sarva Sarane Kula. This is our business. We know they are all rascals, but they are thinking that we know so many things. They are learned scholars. So humbly approach them and flattering that you are so nice man, such a learned scholar. Just like a child is flattered. My dear father, you are such a nice father. And you take these lozenges and return me the $100 note. Don't spoil it. You are such a good boy. Yes. This is therefore to approach these rascals. We have to learn Sinadhupi Sumin Sena Tarogupi. That is the preaching method. Everyone is puffed up. The most insignificant man, he is also puffed. Oh, I saw this man. I know everything. I have so much bank balance. These poor fellows, they cannot earn livelihood, therefore they have become Vaishnav. This is it. Immediately print 100,000 that scientific basis.
Immediately reprint?
Yes.
I'm planning to do that as soon as I go back to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
You guys get to say you want us to send copies to the professors.
Yes.
Complimentary copies for them to study that another scientist has accepted your teaching.
He has very nicely slapped Stalin.
Yeah.
is a mental speculator. How is that the scientist accept a mental speculator's theory? Bandar Bapu. Sometimes, this is false thing, it appears as a big city. Similarly, this is also, this material world is like that. It is a false cloud only. But yet, we have taken it as fact. This is, it appears just like this New York City. If you go to the forest, you'll find some illusion. Just after that tree, there is a big house.
Yeah.
Have you experienced that?
Yeah.
Then it's called Gandharva. So, if anyone wants to enter that big city, then what is his position? The same thing, the conditioned soul enters the big city of material world and is covered.
I've heard there is a philosophy here among some of the devotees that if you chant Hare Krishna, you can go back to the spiritual world even if you do not give up your independence. Many devotees who have moved outside of the temple are feeling that if they just continue to chant Hare Krishna, they can go back to the spiritual world, but they are not giving up their independence.
So, what is your pleasure?
Well, it seems somewhat hypocritical, because chanting Hare Krishna means you're praying to Krishna to please be engaged eternally in His service and to become completely dependent on Him. So we try to explain like that. And to follow all the teachings and instructions, attending Mangal Arati, morning and evening class.
Is that doing that or not?
No.
They're not even following regulated principles.
Okay.
They think just by chanting they will go back to the spiritual world. That is enough.
And what is the meaning of the 10 kinds of offenses? If we chanting without offense, then it is all right. But if we committing offenses, it is not Jesus. There are 10 kinds of offenses. By that, you strictly offense less, then it is all that. If he is offender, then it is not a fruitful. If he will be fruitful, it will take long time. Because, first of all, you have to become offense less, then he will be admitted. Don't talk to me. So, they are committing offenses, Huh? How they can become perfect? He's committing, not following the rules and regulations. That means he is thinking that whatever I do, it will be adjusted by chanting. Is it not?
That is
your
philosophy.
That is the greatest offer. Namlad vala jasa hi papa buddhi. I can go on committing sinful activity, but by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, it will adjust. That is the greatest offer. Explain to them.
So they say then my chanting is useless, I should stop?
Huh? I should no, stop. Not useless. But it's like if you kindle fire and at the same time pour water. It will take long time. Kindle fire, make it dry, keep it dry. Then it is very quickly successful. So you are committing offenses at the same time chanting. So by chanting effect, you'll come to that state, but it will take time. If you want to be transferred to the spiritual world quickly, just like if you want to ignite the fire very quickly, you must keep it dry. If you simply put on the wet wood, then the fire will not be very powerful. It will take time. The fire will be blazing fast, then it will dry, and she said, so better put dry wood to make a success. This is possible. The effect of chanting Hare Krishna will not go in there, but it will take time. Namnad balat jashkari papu buddhi. Because he is thinking, by the strength of chanting Hare Krishna mantra, I can do anything, all sinful activities, and it will be a death. That is the greatest stuff. Not only offense, the greatest stuff. Namnath Balajasahi Pabuji.
It's very difficult to put everyone who is living outside of the temple in one category. Some people, they are, many people that I know living outside are following strictly the regulated principles, and they are strictly following regulated principles and chanting around and having a morning artik in their homes and evening also they're chanting. So instead of fighting, I think we should only try to encourage everybody to chant and follow the
regulations. No, that is, whether you live in temple or outside temple, the rules and regulations and the process must be followed. Then you are successful. It doesn't matter that you have to live in the temple. Banete thako hagauranga bole. Not that everyone has to live in the temple. If he does not agree with other God brothers, friends, he can live separately. But he must follow the rules and regulations. That is what. But if you live with devotees, it will be automatically done. That way it is recommended that you live with devotees. But if you cannot agree with the devotees, you have got your own opinion. That you cannot make a new opinion so far the process is concerned. That must be followed. This is not good idea, that whatever I do is my independence and I charge. So that is good in sense that someday you come to success. Otherwise, for the time being, chant is not very powerful. The fire in wet food, not fast, it will create some smoke. Although the fire is there. But if you put dry wood, immediately it will be blazing and your business will be quickly done. This is intelligent. There are many examples. a patient suffering from disease, a doctor said he should do, he should not do. So you, if he follows, he should not do, then he becomes sickly, recovered. But if he becomes under the treatment of the doctor, at the same time he does on lantern, then how he can success? It will take time. That is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Abhijani aparad achaya kruch. Abhijani aparad achaya. Offenseless chanting is the ultimate goal. In the beginning, we are not offenseless, but by chanting, chanting, by practice, we gradually become offenseless. But this is, necessary, that we should be offenseless.
So, Papa, it's very difficult to control my mind when I chant. It's very difficult to control my mind when I chant.
What is the controlling of mind? You have to chant and hear, that's all. You have to chant with your tongue and it's found in here, that's all. What is the question of mind?
Prabhupada, it seems unfortunate that devotees cannot live in a temple, then they have to work for some karmi just to support themselves. And then they do not have time to go on the Sankirtan party. So it is such mercy to be on the Sankirtan party. So it seems very unfortunate that they do not have the time.
No, then they should leave in the temple if they want to be present in the Sankirtan party.
We always try to encourage them to come back to the temple.
Yes. If he does not join the Sankirtan party, that does not mean his spiritual life is hampered. He has to follow the rules and regulations. He may not be able to join the Sankirtan party, but he must follow the process, rules and regulations. That is one thing. And because he is living outside the temple, therefore, he'll forget all rules and regulations and do whatever is right. Then it is doing the whole thing.
The Baba, is it faster? Is it faster if one lives in the temple and goes on the Sankirtan party? Is it faster?
That depends on him. Even in the temple, if his mind is in a different subject matter, then how it is helpful.
The temple authorities like to preach that anyone who's living outside the temple going to hell.
General.
Even devotees who are following.
No.
That's
like even in ordinary business, if you transact business in the stock association, you get good business. And outside the stock association, you don't get. Because the association is there, there are many purchasers and many sellers. So if you have to sell, you get immediate purchaser. And if you have to purchase, there is immediate seller. That is therefore the stock exchange is there. That is the way. That if we live together in the stock exchange of devotional service, then you can help me, I can help you. Our business is gone nice. And outside the market, you can leave 300 miles away from the stock exchange. You will not get so much of the like that.
Miss the opportunity.
Yes. That way it is right. If you want to do business, you must take the first opportunity, the greatest opportunity to do your will. That is intellect. And if he's saying, all life I shall do slowly, in 700 lives I shall become perfect. That's another.
It's riskier.
Huh?
It's riskier.
Oh, yes. But otherwise, why you ask? Opening so many centers and making arrangements that we shall provide you with shelter, with food. These are the facilities. You live here. Do whatever is your capacity. Don't sleep. At work. This is our teaching. This is also, and Rupa Goswami says, Sato Vitte Sadhu Sangye Sarami Bhakti Prasiddhati. If you leave with the association of Sadhu, devotee, then it will be quickly fruitful. And if you leave with this ordinary man, then whatever you have got, you will finish very soon. There is another part, discussion. It is preferred to live within the cave surrounded by fire than to live with the non-devotees. It is preferred.
Or with those who are too much attached to them.
Yes. Non-devotee means too much attachment. There is a plain fact.
Also, one time in Bombay, we told this verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha,
Sadhu Sarvashastra. Lava Mapra Sadhu Sangha, Sarvashastra. For me personally, I had the opportunity to talk with my spiritual master not more than 10 times in my whole life. Not more, it may be less than. But I tried to follow the instructions. Although I was a dear.
You're a much better student than us.
This is the process. That is, we sing every day. Guru Mukha Padma Bhakka Kuriya Vaikya. That is the process. Wherever you live, if you follow strictly the instruction of Guru, then you remain perfect. But if we create concoct ideas against the instruction of Guru, then we are going to hell. Yasya prasadat, bhagavat prasadat, yasya aprasadat, nagati itiko. There is no more shelter. Finished. Vishnu Prasada. If Guru thinks that this person, I wanted to take him back to home, back to Godhead, now he is going against me, he is not following. Aprasada. If he sleeps, then he is thinks.
Vishnu Aprasada.
Yes.
What is someone's life?
The Guru is authority.
No, I know, but it's for his actions other than just following the four regular principles and chanting 16 rounds. He does so many other things during the day. Where does he divide his authority if he's not, let's say, living?
I do not follow. His authority is Guru. You have that picture.
Say I have some outside job, I'm living outside, but I'm not giving 6% of my income. So, then that work that I'm doing, is it actually...
Then you're not following the instruction of Guru. That is plain fact.
That means that whole activity during the day working, that means I'm not following the instruction of the Guru, unauthorized.
Yes. If you don't follow the instruction of Guru, then you are following. Hey. That is the way. Otherwise, why you think Jasa Prasada Bhagavata? It is my duty to satisfy Guru. Otherwise, I am nowhere. So if you prefer to be nowhere, then it is away, as you like. If you want to be steady in your position, then you have to follow strictly the instruction of Guru.
Follow the instructions simply by reading your books.
Yes. Anyway, follow the instructions. That is required. Follow the instructions. Wherever you remain, it doesn't matter. You are secure. Follow the instructions. Then you are secure. Anyway, it doesn't matter. That's why I told you that I saw my Guru Maharaj not more than 10 days in my life. But I followed his instructions. So I was a Grihastha. I never leave the mosque, the temple. It's practical. So many God brothers recommended that he should be in charge of this Bombay temple, this that. Guru Maharaj said, yes, better he lives outside, that is good. And he'll do what is needed in due course of time.
Right.
He said like that. I could not understand at that time what does he expect. Of course I knew that he wanted me to preach.
I think you have done this in grand style.
Yes, I've done grand style because I strictly follow the instruction of Guru Maharaj. That's all. Otherwise I am no strength. I have not played any magic, did I?
No.
Any gold manufacturing? Still, I have got better disciples than the gold manufacturing group.
Before you came, many gurus came, but you did not make any pure devotee of Krishna.
How they can? He is not a devotee of Krishna. How he can do? Krishna, Krishna's shakti vilana he nama prasya. Without being empowered by Krishna, nobody can turn a person to become devotee of Krishna.
How does one...
It is not artificially, you cannot make. You may make so of gold manufacturing, but you cannot make a devotee of Krishna. That is not possible.
So that the purpose of having the society is to show the devotees how they can always be 24 hours engaged according to your...
Yes, that is helping one another. If I am deficient, by seeing your example, I shall correct myself. This is the idea. Not that a fool's paradise. All fools join together. Not like that. The ideal life, at least the leaders, the president, the GDC, they show the example and they follow. Then it is beneficial. And all of them are fools, then it is fool paradise. At least in the blind association, at least if one man has got eyes, then he can lead all the blind. But if all of them are blind, then it is fool paradise. Fool's paradise. So somehow or other, we have got now a position people like that. So we should not spoil by personal sense gratification. That is my interest. If we can maintain this institution, rigidly according to the order, then many people will benefit. By seeing our behavior, by character, they are with us. Upon the actual people who do this, the leader should be ideal.
Dedicate our lives to preaching.
Huh?
We should dedicate our lives to preaching this message for us.
Yes. Preaching will become perfect preaching. Preach only what you have heard from Krishna and Guru, that's all. Don't add and subtract. Then you are secure. And if you add some concoction, just like somebody says that I may do whatever you like in Devan Dakti. If I chant, then everything is all right. This is nonsense addition. It's not the fact. That is the danger. Some inexperience. And he introduces a concoction. Sometimes they say, Prabhu has said, more misleading.
That's so, 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 so.